My father was born March 31st, 1879. My mother was born June 17th, 1881. But she was born in Portsmouth, Ohio. Her father, Professor William B., the B standing for Ball, the Ball family in Cincinnati, Ferguson, was born in 1846 in Cincinnati, Ohio, raised and educated, my mother's father. And of course, my mother, going to school in Ohio, had gone to integrated schools. But my father, for his elementary and high school education, had gone to a segregated school. Because he knew that his children who would be born were going to be competing in an integrated society, why this is why he wanted us to get the integrated education that would be provided in the North, and why he brought his family at that particular time to Cleveland, Ohio, where an older brother had been living since 1910. His older brother had established the first Negro bank in Ohio, the Empire Savings and Loan Company, right at 55th and Central in 1910. This is 1919. That my father is moving us to Ohio.
What got you interested in politics?
I never was interested in politics, but I was always a student of government because of the fact that I was a Negro, and because we were working through the government, through Congress, and through local governmental bodies for first-class citizenship. Because we were discriminated against and denied our civil opportunities.
You taught for 5 years. Did you go to law school after that?
No.
When did you go to law school?
No, I left the teaching profession because during the Depression, if a female school teacher married, and of course, I was female and single, but I was getting ready to get married. And had denounced to the Board of Education. She lost her job and her tenure, so that if she wanted to come back to teach, why, she had to start just like she was brand new as any other teacher, because she lost her tenure, couldn't use the fact that she had been teaching in the system. And so, I was very active in the Phyllis Wheatley Association, which was organized in 1911 by Miss Jane Edna Hunter. It was a social work institution. Cleveland had become known for the services that it offered to its residents, like City Hospital. It was the first city to have a hospital for indigent sick residents, because that's what City Hospital was for, as well as those who could pay. But because it took care of persons who were on welfare, why then, that could not pay for hospital care, why then, and it was the first one, first city in the United States for that. It was for first of that nature to serve the people that Cleveland got to become known as the city that it was.
When did you go to law school?
And where from my teaching, because teachers were restricted. You could not help to pass a levy. You could not use the children to teach their parents government in any way. You were prohibited from doing that.
So that's what propelled you to go into law school?
That fact, and then further, that you could not work with the families in any way whatsoever with reference to as far as school teacher was concerned. And for, at that particular time, with the families needing food. Of course, the city did start the community fund, and that was where everybody contributed to this fund. And then it was parceled out by the board members on the fund. But it was because of the fact that you couldn't do any of the things that to help the government of these services that it wanted to render, that I didn't like being a school teacher. Because there were needs that the teacher knew that a family needed, that the councilman didn't even know about. And even if they knew about it, why, they weren't interested in doing anything about it. And it was because I wanted to help to meet those needs. This was before we had the social settlements that were established, the social workers that were established by Western Reserve University. And the settlement houses grew out of that, and that was extending the work that the family should be doing but was unable to do because there wasn't the money. And so this is what, after I learned what the government could do that we had with the councilman, through the councilman, why then I decided that I could do a better job and would do a better job of meeting the needs of the people.
So you liked the Cleveland Mini Court because you were close to the people? Is that
yes,
what makes sense?
Yes.
So, and, I mean, a common pleas or a higher court, if you had to do it all over again, you wouldn't be interested in something like that?
No, I wouldn't run for judgeship anymore. I have to be in a position where I can help the people with their problems and to let them understand that the court is their friend and that they must look at it that way instead of thinking in terms of winning or losing. You have rights, and the judge is going to help you maintain those rights as against the state. So that's where my interest lay.
During the course of your wonderful life, you met a lot of people.
Yes.
One comes to mind was FDR and his wife, Eleanor. What do you recall about that meeting?
We had several meetings because as a member of the National Council of Negro Women, it was the late Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune that was responsible for us meeting him personally. We had national meetings, and when we had the national meeting, it was in Washington, D.C. And because of Dr. Bethune's friendship with Mrs. Roosevelt, why then, because Mrs. Roosevelt invited all of the national women's organizations to the White House for tea and to confer with the president.
Let's just reflect as far as the your life once again. You've seen a lot. You've done a lot. You are a teacher, a lawyer, a judge, very strong on family and faith.
Oh, yes.
The world today has changed so much. What's your thoughts of the future? And especially if you can address young people today, what advice would you give them?
To help us get back to the truth. When I was growing up, and as a lawyer, a man's word was his bond. In fact, that made a man. If he kept his word, a handshake, and that was it. Because it was the truth that you must always tell. Children were taught this by their parents. Tell me the truth. But Mama, no, just tell me the truth. And that pervaded all of society because that was the standard. My integrity, the truth. When I give you my word, that's it. that's not true anymore. And so references and research is the most important subject today. People think that talking and popularity, nothing to that. And this is what has to get back. We have to get back to, as far as those in government. Tell the truth.